24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Benny the Voice. In this show, the mission is to help people understand who they truly are inside, not on the outside. Today's topic, I want to focus on your belief system. I've learned that the belief system is the most powerful instrument that we have in this human body, you know, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Most people don't get what they want in life because of their belief system. See, most have heard think and grow rich, but it's more than just thinking and grow rich. It's your belief system in what you want to happen and occur in your life. When I came to New York in 1993 and was isolated from my family, friends, no one was around. I knew no one when I came here. It was in that isolation that I began the self-discovery process. And what I realized, how powerful the mind is. But what occurs many times is people try to control the mind instead of befriending the mind. And when you try to control it, it will fight back. And what I've learned about the belief system, you can tune your mind into anything that you truly believe in your heart of hearts and in your soul of souls. For instance, when I was living in that attic out in Brooklyn, I used to look out the window. Now, clearly, from the reality standpoint, I was on a third floor looking out the window across the street to other two-family homes. Now, I could have kept that vision, but I chose to see something else. I chose to believe in my mind that I was in a penthouse and that across the street was other buildings just as nice as my building. I was on the top floor because I deserve the best. You know what they say, always on top. And what I realize is that over the period of time, my mind started to orchestrate what I was seeing in my inner vision, in my inner eye, my third eye. You know, some people are like, oh, he's talking that hokey pokey stuff. But when I refer to the third eye, I'm just referring to your inner vision, as most people may know it as intuitiveness. You know, terms is that gut feeling that something is something and you don't know what it is, you can't explain what it is, but you're in tune to it. And as I looked out the window, I only seen what I wanted to see, regardless of what was in front of me. And that's when I started to realize the power of vision. The power of seeing what you want to see. That's why picture aids, people refer to them as vision boards, you know, can help you into getting to that place where you want to get, or where you want to be, rather. So, seeing myself in that penthouse, I began to go to the bookstore, Barnes and Nobles, and I would buy magazines with extraordinary homes and penthouses and things like that. And I would cut the pictures out, and I would place those pictures on the wall. So regardless of what I was looking out that window in Brooklyn, what I was seeing in my inner vision was me in a better place, me on top of the world, me accomplishing all the things I want to accomplish. And that's when I realized the power we have with the mind. A wise man once told me that the mind is an excellent servant, but a bad master. I said, wow, that's pretty deep. See, the mind will often try to focus on the things that are easier for you to do. It's easier for you to complete, which is why I believe when I talk to people and clients and things, I'll ask them, what's that A plan? And then I'll ask them, what's your B plan? And then I'll tell them they need to eliminate the B plan. And they say, I don't understand, coach. If I eliminate my B plan, I don't have anything to fall back on. Say, no. If your A plan doesn't work, you just get a new A plan. Because what happens, ladies and gentlemen, with dealing with the mind and your belief system, is that if you give yourself something to fall back on, there's a very high percentage that chance that you will fall back on it. Because the mind will be drawn to the things that are easier for it to do, it's easier for it to complete. That's why in your belief system, you gotta truly have a laser point vision on what it looks like, what it smells like, what it tastes like, what it feels like, what it would be to have it. It's only then that you will begin to see changes as your mind tries to figure out how it's going to get to that point, how it's going to get to that goal, to that commitment, to that vision. So I'm going to give you a few steps for a call to action. One, whatever it is you want to believe in, find the picture of it as close as possible. The more details, the more powerful it becomes. And put that picture in as many places as you can where you will see it throughout the day. And especially the most powerful times are in the morning, soon as you wake up, and right before you go to sleep. See, most people, before they go to sleep, they look at their texts, they look at their emails, and all. That is absolutely the wrong thing to do. Focus on the belief that you want to happen in your life. Because your mind is waiting for the orders, and if you don't give it any, it will create its own. That's why I said many times by the wise people that you know, an idle mind is the devil's playground, because it's empty, it has nothing to do, so it figures out the things that that tempt you. So I want you to get that picture of it and put it everywhere you can. But most importantly, make sure you see it in the morning, as soon as you wake up, and in the night, right before you go to bed. And you will see that the mind will start to figure out ways to get to that vision. And I want you to take what I call a physical step. A physical step meaning to get something towards that. So if you, for instance, if you know that it's a car you want, go buy something that you're going to put in that car. You know, that's a physical thing. That's what I've done with a lot of things that I want to acquire. I will go get something, I'll buy some physical as if I've already have it. Okay? Because it's some type of connection there. And, you know, many people can explain this and that and NPR and all this type of stuff. But that there's a spiritual connection there when you do a physical action towards something. And the next thing I want you to do outside of the first step, so we don't get lost here. The first step, I want you to find the picture of what it is you want to happen in your life. Number two, I want you to do a physical action step by buying something that will relate to that which you want to happen in your life. And number three, in the first 24 hours, I want you to do something that could possibly get you to that belief that you want to happen in your life. It's just that simple. Number one, I want you to get a picture of it and place that picture all around your residence. Number two, I want you to do a physical action step and buy something towards that goal or dream that you want. And number three, you have to do the work. Some action step towards that goal will help your belief system work for you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, whether you know it or not, your belief system is always working. The only reason many of you don't have what you want in your life is because you allow your belief system to call the shots. So your belief system only sees the bad things that are in front of you. More bills. You're not happy in your relationship. You don't like your job. You don't like your friends. You're getting older. You're getting fatter. And all these negative connotations about you. And if you continue to believe that over years and years, you will produce those attributes into your lifestyle. If you don't believe me, I want you, after this show, I want you to look around quietly. Look around everything that's around you. Your house, your family, your friends, your job, and ask yourself, how did I create this? Because you absolutely created it. Didn't create itself. So if you don't learn anything from this, I want you to walk away from this believing that your belief system is a direct reflection of what's in your life at this time. If you don't have enough money, you don't think you're worth it. Enough money. If you don't have enough love in your life, because you don't believe you're worthy of enough love in your life. And it goes on and on. Alright? Every week I just want to go deeper and deeper into the inner peace. This is a side of myself that I don't often allow people to get close, but I believe we're in such a time now that it's necessary for people to, in order for us to have peace in the world, each individual spiritual being has to have peace within inside. And that's the only way we will have world peace, is if every man, every woman, every child, every boy, every girl learns to have peace within. Meditation is powerful. Prayer is powerful. Quietness is powerful. Whatever it takes for you to get to that place that allow you to be quiet, I suggest that you do. Therefore, learning to escape inside will allow you to deal with the world we live in on the outside. Remember, there is only one purpose for us spiritual beings having a human experience, and that is to love and serve. That's it. Very simple. To love and serve. And I mean true love. Not the love that you can divorce. Not the love that you can take back. Not the lustful love. I'm talking about that unconditional true love that lives inside of each and every one of us. If we simply connect with the ocean of consciousness. Remember, everything you do when you wake up is a choice. You can choose to live your life to the fullest, or you can choose to live your life according to other people's rules. But one thing I can absolutely guarantee you, if you learn to regain, rediscover, and execute your inner peace, you will see your whole life change right before your eyes. People won't know what happened to you. They'll be like, there's something different about you. They won't know what it is. They'll just, that's that inner voice, that inner consciousness, that soul will connect with them. Self-discovery and inner peace is simply powerful. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator, aka Benny DeVoice. And I'll meet you right back here next week, same time, right here on BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. And to those that don't love me, I still love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Until next week, peace, love, and light.
Day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.